It's primary day in New Hampshire, where voter turnout is high. People have been casting ballots for their candidates since midnight. New Hampshire Public Radio's Jack Rodolico spoke with some of those voters.
As big, fluffy snow fell to the ground this morning, people streamed into the gym of the Broken Ground School in Concord to vote. And Betty Ward pretty much summed up the sentiments of many here.
The media, the phone calls, the polling. I'll be glad when everybody leaves, but it's pretty exciting.
Ward likes to take advantage of her small state's big role in national politics.
You know, I'm very fortunate to be able to vote in this primary. Other people in other states can't. And I think that's a real tragedy.
Ward voted for Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, as did Fernando DeFranzo.
I was really torn right to the last minute. I was debating whether to go Hillary or Bernie.
And what pushed you to Bernie?
I guess my last vestige of youthful idealism.
John Brandt was out holding a sign for former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina. He says there's a good reason why political outsiders such as Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders have surged in this election cycle.
The political elite, the political machine on both sides is primarily out for themselves.
Plenty of New Hampshire voters share this deep dissatisfaction.
Go Trump!
At Memorial School in Bow, married couple Sherry and Liam Miller cast dueling Republican votes.
We're canceling each other out, so he's Kasich and I'm Trump, so. But hey, you know, that's what it's all about.
Back in Concord, another Kasich voter is Judith Durgan. She considers him a moderate.
On both sides, Democratic and Republican, a lot of the people don't represent me. They are so far right and left, they're closer together than they are closer to me.
Many voters say the candidates didn't inspire a lot of passion in them. Married couple Paula and Bill Jewell said they both liked Bernie Sanders, but voted for Hillary Clinton. Regardless, they say they're just totally done with this election.
We want to watch news on the TV instead of election junk, instead of Trump yelling.
I'll be happy to see this fiasco go away.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think it is.
New Hampshire voters will only get a short rest. Races for the governor's office, a Senate seat, Congress, and the State House have already started to heat up. For NPR News, I'm Jack Rodolico, Concord, New Hampshire.